We're talking now with Ben Hale, Western Livestock. And Ben, let's talk a little bit about the Oklahoma National Stockyards Monday sale for this week. The last sale of August, the last sale before Labor Day. What, I think it's 6,000 right at that number on Monday.
Yes, it was, Ron, and just about even to a year ago.
From the sale offering on Monday, Ben, what really jumped out at you? I know that USDA Market News talked about holding together really pretty well, but with largely plainer cattle.
Yeah, and we had some pretty good cattle with some condition, too, that you know, the overall run was probably not as good, but there was a lot of cattle sprinkled in there, and I think everybody was just pretty excited that we had the board up pretty big yesterday and closed up with that kind of slightly bearish on-feed report Friday that come out. So, you know, all in all, was really pretty pleased with how it went yesterday.
I guess what we're continuing to see these buyers a little particular about, you know, if they see the right kind, they're going to bid on them.
Yes, it is. And you know, I understand they're wanting to buy them cheaper, no doubt. You know, with these fat cattle are sitting out there front months to hedge them. They're not easily hedged out front, so they're wanting to buy them cheaper. It's just the market's driving it up.
I guess what still pretty tight on the overall numbers of available calves and yearlings.
Yes, and the calf deal is staying surprisingly well, you know, for as hot as it is and as tough as some of the feeder cattle is to sell to the fat board, but still a lot of optimism on the grazing cattle. I think guys just wanting to keep some on hand to keep them straight if we get some wheat. It looks like got a chance of rain coming this weekend, so that's a good thing.
Let's talk about some of the markets out in the country. You got the Comanche market, the Woodward market. What's going on there this week?
Going to have about 250, 300 cows today in Woodward. Peyton's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow. Got some cow deals and some yearlings coming tomorrow, and then a pretty good sale lining up for Thursday in Woodward. So look like it's going to be a relatively busy week to go into this holiday week, and just looking forward to it. And, you know, the fat cattle are holding in around 183, 184 last week, and probably going to get that again this week. That deal's been holding pretty steady for a while, so that's good on that part of it.
That may well be close to the bottom, at least for the time being, on these fats.
I hope that it is. I hope we can move forward.
Indeed. Oklahoma National Stockyards taking this coming week off for Labor Day. They'll be closed, both Monday and Tuesday?
Correct. Yeah, 2 weeks from yesterday, we'll be back going.
Okay, so you got that. Both the Comanche and Woodward, their market schedule really doesn't change next week after Labor Day, right?
No, it doesn't change at all. We'll still have cow sale Tuesday and Thursday at Woodward, and then Wednesday at Comanche. Yes, sir.
Very good. Folks want to talk to you about these markets, about just the overall condition of this cattle market right now. How do they get a hold of you, Ben?
940-631-2333. We'd like to visit with you about anything, any part of it.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock, the website where you can get all the information about their various markets and opportunities they have of working with you on either selling your cattle, buying some cattle for you, westerncommissioncompany.com. westerncommissioncompany.com. They have the Western Commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, sales on Mondays and Tuesdays, Comanche Market, middle of the week Wednesday, the Woodward Livestock Market. They, of course, sell cows and bulls on Tuesday, but then the main sale for Woodward is on Thursday for yearlings and for calves. And as Ben mentioned, they will have the Oklahoma National Stockyards closed next Monday and Tuesday for the Labor Day holiday. Their country markets, Comanche and Woodward, open as normal next week. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.